Very well, thank you. Let's move along in the service then. I'm going to read scripture, and albeit a short one, a very meaningful one, Matthew 5, verse 6. Kind of simple, but hopefully we'll give a little bit more meat to it as we go along. Matthew 5, 6 states to us, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Just kind of wondering, have any of you really been hungry, and have any of you ever really been thirsty? A little rhetorical here, you know, if you really have an answer. I'm going to tell you that I might have been hungry once. Might have been. Because we had a fast for missions back when I was in high school. And we were going to go 36 hours without eating. And I was in my teens. So those of you that have had acquaintance with teenage boys know that they consume a lot. I don't know how hungry they are, but they consume a great portion. And we did this activity, and I managed pretty well. Just got along, and yet, you know, I could tell that food would be enjoyable at any time. So I was eating ice cubes. I was just doing things like that. But, you know, energy was up, and I was still okay. So I'm not sure if I know hunger. But I've known thirst, and that's what kind of prompted this, is this time of year I think of an incident in my life when I knew thirst. A friend of mine, Steve Hooksema, I don't know if any of you are acquainted with the Hooksema family, but great friends of ours. And Steve was sort of in that portion of life where he had just gotten done with law school. And so he was given all sorts of opportunities from various organizations. And one of them was to come to Las Vegas to look at a timeshare thing. And he could bring three friends. I was glad to be a friend. Now, you've got to understand that we're in our early 20s, and you have to understand that Steve and Jim Hooksema, his brother, and a friend named Tom Kehoe were all recent college graduates and single. I was a college graduate as well, but I was married. And so my wife gave me permission to go on this journey. And we got to go, and we're thinking, well, if we're going to Las Vegas, we should enjoy some other things upon the way. And I had never been to the Grand Canyon. Now, this, again, summertime. Those of you that have been to the Grand Canyon can start to think about it and maybe transcend back to think about the physical feelings that you had. But anyway, we go, let's go to the Grand Canyon. Well, great. I've never been there. So, we had slept. We got up early because we wanted to start early because we'd heard that it gets hot there. I'm from Iowa. Holy cow, I know hot. And so we start down the path, and I'm fairly lighthearted and thinking, and so I start singing the Happy Wanderer as we go down. And there are a few people that were further down. They go, shh. You know, I didn't want to interrupt their experience. Being the former Boy Scout that I was and am, I knew that we needed water. So we took a quart and a half of water with us for the journey down to the bottom. You know, it's really not enough. And so it was early and it was pleasant and we got down there and like to think, and if I had to relive the experience, perhaps reality would hit me, but on the way down, I was fine. really pretty good. And we got down there, and there's this flowing stream, and we got to just, you know, splash around in it and got new water supply, and I wasn't thirsty. We were good. Unbeknownst to us, at the bottom was that a friend, this Tom, was having a little bit of difficulty. He was having a little difficulty in the last minutes going down. And so we were getting refreshed, and I'm feeling good. And so we start to go back, and we had probably gotten 15, 20 minutes into the journey up. And funny thing is, when you're going down, time passes. And so it was hotter then than when we started. And you're in the bottom, which is hotter. And so it's getting hotter and hotter. And can we stop? And oh, yeah, sure, Tom, we can stop. And so we stop. And there's this place in the shade that we can stop. And, you know, we're still pretty, you know, going along. And we go along a little bit farther. And Tom starts. And he goes down. He just hits sort of this rock thing and just slumps to the ground and go, we got trouble. We're in trouble. And so we had some water and we got him, and he just, you know, he's a little woozy. And we thought, we better come up with a plan. All right, the plan was Steve and Jim would go on up because there's a ranger station or a spot to get to further up. And they could make it there, let the rangers know, and perhaps some more help could come back. And I was feeling so good. I'll stay with Tom. I'm fine. And so we kind of go slowly. Jim and Steve just take off, and we go slowly and trying to give, you know, Tom some drink as we go. And I'm fine. And the ranger comes back, and he finds us, and Tom's feeling a little bit revived because we're not going as fast a pace. We're taking our time, and I'm fine. And so we get to this oasis thing, and we get in the shade and feeling pretty good. Do you want to go further, Tom? Yeah, I think we can wait long. No, we can go, and I'm fine. And so we wanted to proceed on, and maybe in person I could tell you how I was starting to find out that I really wasn't fine. But anyway, we head on, and all of a sudden it starts to really hit me, the heat. And I'm really not perspiring. And I'm starting to think, I'm in trouble. My strides are getting shorter. My breathing is more labored. I'm not doing fine. And so there are water spots, places, fountains that you can get water on the trail back up. And perhaps some of you have experienced those, but we're going up, and all of a sudden Tom and I just both slump to the ground. We are within eyesight of the next fountain thing, but we've drunk everything that we had, and we can see it. So I'm laying down in the dust. Tom's close to me, and we're both not doing well. And the thought comes to my mind, if I just take a handful of this dirt, it will be better. If I can just put that to my mouth, it will be better. If I can just grab this stuff, it will satisfy me. Wake up. Wake up. There's water just up there. But that's when I think I knew thirst, because I was willing to take anything in to try to satisfy my body's desire for intake. I think I've known thirst physically. I know I've known thirst spiritually. And I know I've known hunger spiritually. So there are different ways to know thirst, I think. There is that where we are deprived and we have to have something. You know, our resources are diminished. It's just gone. We got to have something. And so I want to have Gene come, and Kay, if you would go to the piano, to think about those times. And there's other times too, but song by Keith Green really hits me as far as those times in our lives where we're just sort of at the bottom. And this is entitled, My Eyes Are Dry.
My eyes are dry, my faith is old, my heart is hard, my prayers are cold, and I know how I ought to be alive to you and dead. What can be done with an old heart like mine? Soften it up with oil and wine. The oil is you, your spirit of love. Please wash me anew in the wine of are cold, and I know how I ought to be alive to you and dead to me. Oh, what can be done for an old heart like mine? Soften it up with oil and wine. The oil is you, your spirit of love. Please wash me anew in the wine of your blood.
I've been there, and perhaps you have too, but that's not the only thirst that can happen in our lives, because unfortunately that thirst, when we are so depleted, sometimes we do grab for whatever is there. I know people have that in their lives. They're so hungry and thirsty for God that when they don't see Him, they grab for things and think that will satisfy. You know, we sang about it in Fill My Cup. People look in this world for things that will satisfy, and it doesn't happen. The only thing that can satisfy our spiritual thirst is God. That will satisfy, and that will replenish. But there's also the thirst, too, that for me is on the better side, easier side. That when I was a kid, my mom would make sweet rolls. These cinnamon rolls, kind of sticky things, caramely. And not only would I hunger for those as I could smell them, but there was nothing that was going to satisfy me except some good cold milk. I just had that thirst for that, because I knew that would touch the taste buds, that would hit me right, that would be what I needed to go along with that refreshment. So I think that thirst is also out there. When we have drink from the living water and we just want more of it, that's the only thing we thirst for, that's the only thing that's going to taste right, that's the only thing that's going to revive us and make us feel whole again. It's perhaps unfortunate that in the United States we get to nibble all day long. that we can turn on the radio and listen to some great music. If you have cable or access to things, you could probably turn on your television and find great preaching, teaching, and information all day long. You and I have Bibles at our access anytime we want them. We can nibble all day long. You have a library here of people's experiences, lighthearted stuff, deep stuff. You can nibble all day. And so that's great. But sometimes it causes us to not hunger and thirst. Well, I can get that anytime. Yeah, I go pick that up when I want to. I need to do it all the time, and I don't. I need to do more than nibble. I need to immerse. I need to come to drink, to eat, to be filled with only that righteousness. So the scripture said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, and we read on, for righteousness. Everybody's going to hunger and thirst, but only those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are going to be blessed. And those are the only ones that are going to be filled. So the psalmists speak about thirsting and hungering. There have been great saints before us that have hungered and thirsted. Why not us? Why not us? Not so much always because we have nothing else and because we're just searching for anything, but because we've drunk from the waters. We've been to the river, we've had the joy of the fountain, and we just want more so that we can share with others. It is not just a one-way container. I like that illustration. You know, fill my cup so it can pour out. And when God measures his stuff out, he gives it to us, he packs it down, and it's overflowing. That's one of the great things about this water, this river of life. It will keep coming. So, not here to discourage nibbling. I love to graze myself. But remember to hunger and thirst after righteousness, to seek the truth of God's word. In that way, we can be fulfilled. And when we hunger and thirst after him, we will have that fulfillment. May it be for you, may it be for me. Amen.